Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The Pro Farmer Crop Tour continues today in Illinois and Nebraska into Iowa. Last night, the tour calculated the average yield for the Indiana corn crop at 167.36 bushels per acre. That compares to the latest USDA NAS estimate of 166. The three-year crop tour average for Indiana is at 141.14. For soybeans in a 3x3 square, the tour average for Indiana was 1,185.14. The three-year average was 1,136.48. To the west, Nebraska's average corn yield was estimated at 154.93 BPA. That compares to the three-year average for the tour of 147.93 and the August USDA NAS estimate of 161. Nebraska's soybeans were measured at 1,138.94 pods in a 3x3 square compared to the tour's three-year average of 1,162.42. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 14,958, is down 27 points. The NASDAQ is 3,083. It's up 2.75. And the S&P 500 is 1646. It is down 4.25 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Restricted amounts of precipitation will be occurring across the Midwest as we move forward through this next full week. In fact, the majority of the region is not going to do well with precipitation, and we're going to be more concerned about the lack of moisture as time moves along. We're expecting to see a cool front cut through the region over these next couple of days, and the frontal boundary itself will likely generate a little bit of shower and thunderstorm activity, but the majority of the precipitation is going to be quite limited and mostly very light. And the end result is that only a few areas are likely to end up with a net increase in soil moisture. In fact, those few areas that get the increase in moisture is only going to get it for a few hours to a day or two at the most, and then turn right around and dry back down again. The majority of the precipitation over the next 7 days will probably run just a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to a quarter of an inch in a large part of the Midwest, with some local totals getting upwards to around 5 or 6 tenths of an inch. There will be a couple of exceptions to that. I think there will be some stronger thunderstorms that will occur here tonight and tomorrow across Nebraska and portions of northwest Iowa. We may also see some stronger storms occurring across parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin, and a couple in Kentucky. But mostly, the Midwest will see this lighter bout of precipitation and net drying conditions. The temperatures across the region over this next few days are going to be favorably warm, nothing exceptionally hot, at least not initially. We'll be looking at temperatures running in the 80s across a big part of the Midwest most often. There will be a few lower 90s popping up occasionally as well, with the southwestern areas likely to see the warmest conditions. This cool front that I mentioned moving through the Midwest here today and tomorrow will bring in just a tiny little bit of cooling. We'll look for high temperatures in the 70s tomorrow afternoon across the Great Lakes region. Everybody else should be in the 80s, and we'll still have a couple of lower 90s occurring down in Kansas and Missouri. And then after that, the coolest air will shift into the northeastern part of the U.S., and some of the eastern Great Lakes region will still be seeing 70-degree highs as we move through the day on Friday, but everybody else will still be in the 80s, and again, lower 90s in the far southwest. After that, the ridge of high pressure will become more dominating in the western parts of the Corn Belt. And beginning on Saturday and lasting on through the first part of next week, high pressure will be in control of those areas and will likely see temperatures rising up more deeply into the 90s, and we'll expect to see precipitation suppressed in all of the west, central, and southwestern portions of the Corn Belt, including parts of the northern delta. the next disturbance that will impact parts of the Midwest will actually be an interesting event in the sense that a cool front will be coming into the northern parts of the region early next week at about the same time that some tropical moisture may be feeding into the region from the southwestern United States. Now, that in itself is a little unusual, but the main reason for the tropical moisture in the southwest is from a dissipating tropical cyclone of some sort that's likely to form off the Mexico west coast here late this work week. It'll move up into the southwestern United States over the weekend and spread the moisture up towards the northern plains early next week. Well, the frontal boundary and the moisture will combine. It should help to set off some stronger thunderstorms. We'll look for some greater rain in the Dakotas and parts of Minnesota before turning over to portions of the Great Lakes region during the middle to perhaps the latter part of next week. In the meantime, it will stay dry, though underneath that high-pressure ridge in the west central and southwestern Corn Belt, including portions of Illinois, as well as Iowa, Missouri, Kansas, and Nebraska. The temperatures will stay very warm next week, but that cool front that I just mentioned will likely offer a little bit of a cool-off in northern and easternmost parts of the Midwest. A more significant cooling trend may occur a little later in early September. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are trading. December, hard red winter wheat, 709 and three quarters, up 10 and a half. Soft December wheat, 652 and a half, up 6 and a half. September corn, 490 and a quarter, up 6 and a half. December, 481 and a half, up 6. September soybeans, 1327, up 17 and three quarters. November, 1309 and three quarters, up 19 and a quarter. They've been as high today as 1319. September soybean meal, 417.90, up 410. September soybean oil, 42.97, up 9 cents. August live cattle, 124.15, up 30. August feeders, 155.52 and a half, up 12 and a half. And October lean hogs are 86.42 and a half. They're down 52 and a half. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Dave, on a nice sunny day, but maybe a little dry is what's going on.
The sun reminds me that it's hot. The hot reminds me that as I walk across certain fields, my feet are crunching. The crunching sound to me is the market going higher.
Yes, when we look at it, you know, it's kind of, I guess, a little unusual to... We had that early weather market when we couldn't get this crop in the ground, and now we're dealing with, you know, kind of a dry end to August and September, and probably a bigger impact on the soybeans than the corn, because whatever the corn is, it's kind of benefited, you know, from the earlier rains and the cooler temperatures. But the soybeans, you can really change that bean yield here at the end of August, first of September, if we don't get any moisture.
I remember a year ago we were talking about, oh, the pods were not out there. The Pro Farmer Tour were indicating the pod counts were down. And then when it was all said and done, we had a pretty good soybean crop. They are tricky to figure out.
Well, I think it boils down to last year we did get some late August rains, and that really enabled that bean crop, which beans are a little different animal than corn. They like, you know, warmer weather, a little drier weather doesn't hurt them. If they get rains at the right time, they can really go ahead and fill. But I think it's a little different situation on the beans. They don't really like that cool, wet weather we had early. There's a lot of late-planted beans. And then really, you know, is there any rain of significance coming in the next 3 weeks? And that can make or break this bean crop. And I think also it's really important when you look at the USDA's at 42.5 national average yield. If you take that yield closer to 40, which is still a pretty good bean yield, it really impacts the bottom line on the carryout.
A lot of people thought when that report came out in August, that number was already a little rich. So,
yeah, you know, when they used the high 44.5 when they started the year, they finally kind of dialed it down to 42.5. But the ultimate answer is it's really a lot of little beans around the country. We've been traveling down doing meetings in Kentucky and southern Illinois. Those beans down there we saw in Kentucky yesterday were basically not even hardly knee-high. I mean, there's a long ways to go on these beans, and that really is going to impact whether or not we can be closer to 42 or closer to 40.
And if you look at charts, I think, you know, it's very likely we're going to see a run toward the annual high at some point.
I think so with the weather we've got. And I mean, the demand's also there for the beans. China continues to have an appetite for beans. I think it's just, again, the market had leaned very heavily towards the short side early on in the growing season, and now there's kind of an emotional swing here going on as we get out here and look at these crops. And I think, again, a little bit unusual to see this weather market starting to push us towards those highs. I think it's certainly doable if we don't get any rain in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Thank you, Chuck.
Thank you, Dave.
Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace, September corn, 489 and 3/4, up 6. December, 480 and a quarter, up 4 and 3/4. September soybeans, 1323 and a quarter, up 14. And November at 1307, up 16 and a half, now 16 and a quarter. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 901 Central Time.